Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by, well, it's actually brought to you by the members of Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. Those members who have subscribed has helped fund Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. So I do want to give a shout out to them. I like to do that on Mondays because on Mondays we release a special members-only episode, which is Wild Bill Hickok, and we also release a new video show, which will be Bonanza again. I still have quite a bit of those. I actually found quite a bit of new TV shows that I'll be able to air there for them. So let's get into today's episode, which is going to be The Lone Ranger. Oh, before we get into that, if you want to check out more information about the membership, go to otrwesterns.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a membership information. Again, like I was saying, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, September 12th, 1938, and the title is Reward Notice. Hope you guys enjoy, and thanks for listening.
Fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Instinct for fair play was only exceeded by his courage. Whenever a man deserved a second chance, he received it. And now return with us to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Dalton! Thomas waiting on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Night overtook the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, as they rode toward Dalton. The ranger's face was disguised, and the two men stopped at a large ranch house near the town. They talked with the ranchers, watered their horses, and then continued on their way.
I'd better put on my mask now, Tonto.
There's
something about that man that I didn't like.
Fellow named Kirby?
Yes, Nick Kirby. He's too shrewd looking. Seem suspicious of every move we made.
Oh, that's right.
And he's a lawyer.
How you know that?
I saw his certificate on the wall. What would a lawyer from the East be doing here? And what would he want with a ranch as large as that one of his?
Me not know.
And another thing, those two cowmen we saw him with.
Them plenty tough feller.
One of them at least was an outlaw, Scar Larkin.
You know him?
Yes. He's wanted in Kansas. I wonder what he...
That shot!
Steady, Silver.
It come from there. Hit him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Dad, I'll do it.
It's woman.
And that dry goat.
Do it, Jeff.
This way, Silver.
You drop gun.
Who was who?
Oh, Indian. Oh, don't shoot.
He got rifle now.
Go. Let's go, Indian. Oh, don't you tell me.
All right, Tonto. Let's go over on.
Well, you ain't Nick Kirby.
No, I'm not Nick Kirby.
Oh, my sakes alive. Oh, thank the good Lord I didn't shoot you. It had been sin enough to kill Kirby, much as the polecat deserves killing. But to drill the wrong man. Oh, stranger. Oh, don't take me to the law. I know I've done wrong. I know I shouldn't have shot at you.
Why did you want to kill Kirby?
They had stole a life in Dalton that wouldn't like to see that snake put out of business. But there ain't no one to dare to kill him. I reckon I'm the only one in town that's willing to face music.
I don't understand.
Then you're there, you're a stranger. Oh, you're wearing a mask.
Yes.
Outlaw, eh? Oh, well, I can't hold that against you. My husband, he was wanted for the law, too. Fact is, most everyone in town is wanted for the law for something or other. But they're living good lives now.
There are lots of people who have made one mistake in their lives. But most of them deserve the chance to go straight.
And oh, so did my husband. Shucks. What's the use of talking about it?
I'd like to hear about it.
You ain't posing to get in that I tried to shoot you.
What about the lawyer, Nick Kirby?
What do you think of a man that'd break up a family? That's what Kirby done.
He did?
Yes. My husband was in the army. He'd done a double turn at guard duty and fell asleep. They was going to court-martial him, and so to save his life, he deserted.
He deserted, huh?
But that was years ago, even before he was married. Somehow this lawyer could have learned about it. And he told them just what he told everyone else in town.
What's that?
Turn over half his cattle or he'd squeal.
So that accounts for his large ranch.
Every cow and steer on that ranch was took from some man that bought silence. Lynn refused to pay tribute to Kirby, so Kirby turned him over to the government and got a $50 bounty for it.
And Kirby has been doing that sort of thing all along?
Sure he has. Oh, and this skunk. Everyone would like to tell him, but they don't dare do it. He's got it fixed or something happens to him. All he knows and everything he has on folks will fall into the hands of the law.
Oh.
So instead of drilling him, everyone has to protect him. Me, oh, it don't matter. There's nothing more he can do to me.
Does he have outlaws working for him?
Sure. When a man can't afford to pay him what he demands, he makes the poor critter work his ranch for him.
Not what you see.
Yes, Tonto.
Well, you got my story. Now what are you going to do? Turn me over to the law?
No.
Yes, you ain't?
No, most everyone makes a mistake in a lifetime. Those who see the mistake and change to become good citizens are sometimes better than those who have never made a mistake. I'm glad you told me the story.
The stranger, who are you?
Come on, Tonto. We're turning back.
Tonto, ready?
Oh, hold on, mister.
We're going to make camp, Tonto.
Wait.
Come on, Silver. Get him up the south.
Town of Dalton, two men were talking with Sheriff Allen in the lawman's office.
All right, Charlie, speak up. You fellows didn't drop in for nothing. Let's have it.
Well, Sheriff, it's like this.
Yeah?
Oh, you tell him, Hank.
You said you'd do the talking, Charlie.
Talk or get out.
Well, it's about Homer Dodwell's missus.
You mean the wife of the fellow Nick Kirby turned in for deserting?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Well, it's like this, Sheriff. She's mighty head up again the lawyer, and we sort of got a notion you better keep an eye on her.
Seems to me you're mighty worried about Nick's health.
Well, Sheriff, he ain't a bad fella, but... And you wouldn't want to kill him in your county, would you?
You fellas ain't fooling me.
Huh?
Tain't Nick's hide you're worrying about, it's your own. You think I'm blind? I see things, and I've got them pretty well figured out. There's nothing any of you'd like better than to drill Nick. But you know the whole town will get in trouble if you do.
That ain't it, Sheriff. Shucks, where'd you get a notion like that? It's just that we wouldn't want to see any fella shot, let alone what had happened to Mrs. Dodwell afterwards.
I'll watch her.
Gosh, Sheriff, that's...
Who's that?
Say, you don't think something's happened to Nick already, do you?
You could hear that.
What the... Trust
me.
Look here, stranger.
Get these men out of here. I'm talking to you alone.
By God,
don't slap leather.
God.
Hey, don't point that gun at me.
Get out.
By thunder, I'm the law here. What's the meaning of this?
I'll explain when these men are gone. All right, you two. I'll see that you go and keep on going. Walk ahead of me.
We're going. Just ease up on the trigger finger, won't you?
Yeah, don't do nothing you'd be sorry for.
Those your horses?
Uh-huh.
That's them, mister.
Get mounted.
Sure, anything you say.
But we've never done you no harm, stranger.
And you follow orders?
Huh? What orders?
Start riding and don't stop. If I catch you back here, there'll be trouble.
We ain't coming back. Honest, we ain't.
And this will help you get started. On your way.
Get up there.
Stranger, what in blazes?
I just wanted to make sure our talk wouldn't be interrupted. Who's in that cell there?
Huh? Him? Oh, that's just old Zeke Bagley. He's in jail half the time for disturbing the peace or something.
I don't want our talk to be heard.
Don't pay him no mind. He's been over at the cafe and now he's sleeping it off. But doggone it, who are you to be asking me questions? You're mighty high-handed for a crook.
We met once before, Sheriff. Quite a long time ago.
Yeah?
You don't remember me?
Can't say as I do. Maybe you're on one of the reward notices I got filed away. But I'd have to see you without that mask to make sure.
I have a horse called Silver.
Silver?
And a friend, an Indian named Tonto.
Well, I'll be...
Now, do you remember?
Well, I should smile. Darling, I was mistaking you for an outlaw. I must be getting old and useless to make a mistake like that.
Tell me something, Sheriff. What do you think of Nick Kirby?
Why, that low-down ornery sneaking no account...
Then what I've heard is true. Sheriff, would you help me bring him to justice?
That's something can't be done.
Why not?
The lawyer's too slick, that's why. You know what he's done? He's left a letter with a banker to be turned over to me in case he gets drilled.
Yes?
Now, understand, I ain't supposed to know what's in that letter. But I got a pretty good notion it tells where he's hid the proof he's got against the fellas in town.
Then you know about that, too.
Ha! I savvy a heap more than I give him credit for around here. And I'm telling you straight out I'm on the side of the folks in town. I don't want to have to see that evidence against him. Maybe that ain't no way for a peace officer to talk, but when folks are trying their level best to live decent and honest, I says give them a chance.
I still think something could be done.
Well, of course, if anything happened to that there evidence, like it burning up or something, then it couldn't be given to me to act on, could it?
But if the evidence is turned over to you, you'll arrest the man it implicates?
A man's got to do his sworn duty.
Of course. Sheriff, you said you had a number of reward notices on hand.
Uh-huh. Look at that desk over there. It's plumb chuck full with them.
I'll need two of them.
Huh?
Two that don't carry pictures. One describing an Indian outlaw and the other describing a man about my build.
I most likely got them. But what do you
want? I heard Nick Kirby hires outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I've a notion that wherever he's hidden the evidence against the men in town, it isn't far from his house.
But just between the two of us, friend, I'd say the same. Like I told you, I ain't so blind to some folks' figure.
Then give me those notices.
I'll do that. Maybe it ain't just right, and I won't say that maybe I don't suspicion a bit of what you've got in mind, but if you can work it, I'm for you.
I'm glad of that, Sheriff.
Now, let me see. Nope, this ain't the one. This ain't neither. Now, Dad, Reddit, where did I put that? Shucks, here's one. It's for an engine that knifed the U.S. Marshal over Wyoming way.
Good.
Uh-huh. And here's another that'll fit you fine. There you are, and welcome.
Thanks.
And mind you, I don't know anything about this. But man to man, it won't hurt to say that Nick's been looking for a couple of good gunmen. He ain't feeling as safe as he might these days.
I can believe that.
So here's wishing you luck. Nothing would suit me better than to see the folks around here rest a little easier.
I knew I could depend on you.
Will I be seeing you again?
Not until I've taken care of Nick Kirby.
Hey, Sheriff! What's that about the lawyer? What'd that fella say? Doggone it, come here, won't you? What'd he say?
When'd you wake up, Zeke?
Look here. What'd that fella say about fixing Nick Kirby? That's what I want to know. What'd he say?
Now, Zeke, don't you go getting excited.
He's gunning for Nick, I'll bet. That's what he's doing. He's gunning for the lawyer.
You blame Digit.
Let me out of here.
Are you sure you're sober enough to make it home?
Dead ratted, Sheriff. If I hadn't have been, what that masked fella said would have done it for me. Oh, come on now. Let me out.
All right. Just wait till I get the right key.
Hurry, blasted. Golly, if that masked fella drills the lawyer, the whole town will be going to jail.
There. Now, don't do nothing foolish or I'll have to...
Can't wait to talk to you, Sheriff. I gotta let the fellas know.
Maybe I shouldn't have let you out.
Folks! Come on! There's a fella gunning for the lawyer. Nick's gonna get shot. Boys, come fast. Listen to me. I got news.
Hey, what ails you, Zeke? When did you get out of the jail?
Won't you listen? You blame Galoots. There's a masked man. I heard him in the sheriff's office.
He was there.
He's the one that chased us out of there.
What did he do to the sheriff?
Nothing. All I know is that he said he was going to get Nick Kirby.
Nick Kirby? He can't get him.
We can't let him get Kirby.
If he gets Kirby, we're all headed for jail.
Ain't I telling you that thing?
Come on, get your guns. Get after the masked man. We got to drop him before he ruins all of us.
Hunted by those he wants to help, the masked man is faced with a difficult problem as the curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. When the Lone Ranger's plans were overheard and the citizens of Dalton decided to capture him, the masked man and Tonto left the town for several days. They returned in the night shortly after a thunder shower and went directly to Nick Kirby's ranch.
Oh. Hurry, Tonto. Watch out for the steps.
Huh? Me come.
Open the door. Open up there. Out of my way. I don't want the door left open.
What is this? What do you mean by breaking in here?
We want shelter for the night.
He was in a blasted big hurry.
Well?
We don't care for strangers. Wait. Haven't I seen this Indian before?
Perhaps.
Who are you two?
In the West, people don't ask questions like that.
Who are you? Hold on, Barney. Stranger, you wouldn't be keeping something undercover, would you?
That's our business.
Yes? Well, I'm making it my business. I've noticed before that people running from the law don't like to talk.
We're not outlaws.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
Mind if I sit down?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, we've been working around...
Look.
What's the matter, Scar?
Here. Stranger just dropped these papers out of his pocket.
Give me those.
I'll take them, Scar. Barney, watch the stranger and the Indian. If they make a move, shoot.
I'll keep an eye on them.
Those are mine.
Sure. That's why I'll look them over.
Here you are, Nick.
Hmm. Well, well, reward notices.
You wish you hadn't seen those.
And quite an accurate description, too. So you're wanted for murder, huh?
I'm not.
Don't lie to me.
What's the other paper say?
This is for the Indian. He knifed the United States Marshal.
Me not do that.
No? Well, the government's pretty sure you did, offering $500 for your capture.
Is that right, boss?
And there's $1,000 offered for this other fellow.
Golly, he must be wanted bad.
You gonna turn him in, Nick? I was just thinking.
Yes?
Stranger, just how handy with guns are you and the Indian?
Good enough.
Willing to show me?
I am.
How about a test in the morning? And if you prove yourselves, I'll hire you.
We're not interested.
I see. You'd rather go to jail.
You'd turn us in.
Oh, why not? You're worth money to me. Of course, I'd rather not. I could use a couple good gun hands. But if you prefer jail, well, then...
You seem to have us.
Well, I'm glad you realize that. Then it's agreed?
We don't want to go to jail.
Good. Scar.
Yeah?
You and Barney guard these men.
Yeah.
I'll put these reward notices away.
Wait. Where are you putting those?
Well, stranger, that's what nobody knows but myself. And no one will ever find it out. But as long as I have these, you'll do exactly what I say. Thank you.
minutes already. How far does he have to go?
Stranger, you can keep your questions to yourself.
It ain't healthy to be asking things about Nick.
Oh?
He's coming back now. I heard him on the step.
You ready?
Come on, Tonto.
Watch out!
It's rolling! They hit the lamp!
Grab him, Barry! Get a hold of him!
Don't let him get out of here. I'll take care of him.
Come on, you captain. Come on,
let go.
Hey,
let go. Let me loose.
Come on,
you car, hell.
Where's he?
I can't see a thing.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go. Men, shoot him.
Shoot him. We're liable to hit one of us.
You stand back.
There's the engine. Get him.
He ain't here no more. He slipped away.
What?
Where are you?
Over here. Hell.
I'm through, Tonto. Let's go. Close the door.
Stop them.
They're outside already.
We'll light this other way.
Come on, Silver.
There. Now maybe we can see what we're doing.
Well, I'll be.
Huh?
Look at Nick. Boss, what in blazes happened to your boots?
Golly, they're gone.
Stranger knocked me down and took them.
Of all the local things to do.
What a tarnation was his ID.
I don't know, but they're going to pay.
You're going after them?
You bet I am. I gave them that chance, but they threw it away. Now we're collecting those rewards. Barney, bring me another pair of boots from my room.
Right away, Nick.
I'll show those fellas what it means to cross Nick Kirby.
Instead of racing away from the ranch, the Lone Ranger and Tonto held their mounts to a slow walk.
The moon's beginning to break through the clouds, Tonto. They'll be able to see us.
That'd be a good thing.
When they chase us, I'll break away at the first opportunity. You keep on, but don't let them get within gun range. They'll probably think I'm on ahead.
Tonto won't do that.
I'll need an hour's time. I'll have to return to the ranch, ride into town, and back to the ranch again.
Me keep them away.
Then I'll meet you on the hill overlooking Kirby's ranch house. There they are. They've seen us.
Them bright, heady fast.
They want that reward money. Come on.
Get them up, Scout.
See those trees? That's where I'll leave you. Those trees will give me cover. Hail, Silver! Away!
Unknown to Nick Kirby, however, the masked man had ridden off in another direction under cover of the trees. He returned to the ranch, and then when he'd finished there, raced into town. Hank and Charlie were in the cafe and heard the distant hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver.
Listen.
Come on, Silver!
Come on, fellas!
The masked man again.
Coming right through town.
Whoa, look at him ride.
Stop his skin, man.
Here he comes.
Come on, Silver!
Now's our chance.
Get your horses.
Come on, let's take after him. Maybe he's going to Nick's place right now.
Everybody out, fellas. We're riding. If we're going to keep that fellow from killing Nick, now's the time to do it.
In the meantime, Nick Kirby and his men continued their pursuit of Tonto.
Boss, that engine fast don't ever seem to get tired.
He can't keep it up.
And how about the other fella? He just rode some out of sight.
I'm about ready to give up.
I say we won't. 500 is better than nothing. We'll get the engine at least.
Get up there.
Get up.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look where we're going.
Huh?
There's Sandy Grit. There's old Baldy over to the right. Fellas, that Redskin's got turned around. He's headed straight back for the ranch.
Big dog, God.
That means he's so scared he doesn't know which way he's going.
We'll get him for sure.
You bet we will.
And he's going to be blamed sorry he took us on a chase like this.
Come on. Get more speed out of these horses. He might give us a slip yet.
Get up. The townsmen followed the Lone Ranger to the hill overlooking Kirby's ranch. And then lost him.
Oh, where in blazes did he get to?
I seen him a minute ago, then he just disappeared.
I'm telling you, fellas, you're making a bad mistake. The masked man's on your side.
How come you know so much, Sheriff?
because he's the man they call...
Are you looking for me?
There he is.
Now we got him.
No, you haven't. Blasted, he's got the drop on us again.
If he hadn't come from behind us, we would have got him.
The drop on you anyhow. I'm telling you, he...
Listen to me, men.
Doggone you, stranger.
Maybe you mean well, mister. But you're just getting us in trouble, and we can't stand for
it. Wait, I'll prove to you I'm not.
But you can't.
You've been afraid that if anything happens to Nick, the evidence he's concealed will be turned over to the law and used against you.
We know blame well it will.
Well, I can promise you it won't be.
You can't promise no such thing.
Who's that coming?
It must be Tonto.
Tonto? Who's he?
You'll learn that later.
Oh, Scout.
Good work, Tonto. You gave me all the time I needed.
Other feller. Come behind.
One of the fellas. Nick and his two gunmen. You can hear them now.
That's him. There's the skunk.
Stranger, if you lay a hand on Nick. Leave this to me.
Yeah. Hold that in there. Hold that.
The Indian are outlaw, Sheriff. He knifed the U.S. Marshal.
Hey, the masked army looks like that other fellow we was taking.
Sheriff, I demand their arrest.
On what charge?
They're murderers, both of them. There's $500 reward for the Indian and $1,000 for his friend.
And we're claiming them rewards.
Can you prove it?
I've got the reward notices. You stay here, and I'll go after them right now.
Don't bother.
What?
I gave those reward notices to the masked man and the redskin.
But you mean that they're not...
I mean they're not wanted by the law. They're not the men those bills describe.
You're crazy.
The masked man's gone again.
Where in blazes did he get to?
If he's got away, the Indian's still here. Redskin, you took us on that chase without any reason. And now I'm going to make you sorry you ever did such
a thing. You'll not hurt Tonto.
Everything's ready, Tonto.
You light him.
Light what?
What are you talking about?
You see?
But what blazes are
you... You wait.
Hold your horses, fellas. I got a hunch something's going to happen.
Blasting powder! My papers, the evidence. That's where I had it hidden.
Yep, you did it.
You're gone to glory now.
What's that you said about your papers, Nick?
Sheriff, now you've got to arrest that masked man. He's...
Whoa! Man, the evidence is gone.
But wait, listen.
Nick, it's you the sheriff's going to arrest.
No, he can't. He can't do that.
You've been blackmailing a lot of us till we couldn't even call our names our own. And we'll all testify again, you. Won't we, so?
I'll have you jailed.
Without no evidence, Nick, you're going loco.
What? How in tarnation did the masked fella find your hiding place?
I'll tell you.
Blast you.
You showed me yourself. You led me right to them.
I didn't.
Nick, when you left the ranch house to hide those reward notices, you remember stepping into a mud puddle?
Yes, but what's that?
That wasn't mud. It was paint. Tonto and I had placed it there before we rode up to your place the second time.
Then I walked in it and...
And left tracks that took me straight to the evidence you've been concealing so carefully.
You tricked me. And, boss, that must have been where the masked fella took your boots away. He didn't want you to catch on to what you'd done.
That's it, exactly.
And to think we fellas in town was doing our best to stop you, friend. Charlie, it just goes to show you never can tell when you're well off.
All right, Nick. You're going to jail, pronto.
But, Sheriff, you know I had proof against these men. You know the masked man blew it up. You have to do something.
Nick, when you've been a lawman as long as I've been, you get sense enough to savvy when to take action and when not to.
Hey, wait! Gosh, he never even waited to be thanked.
I never seen another fella like him. Sheriff, what was that you started to say about him a while back?
Why, all I was going to say was that he's the fella they call the Lone Ranger.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.